It was Edmund Notch who once noted that the only way evil will triumph in a society, it is through the silence of good people. Ladies and gentlemen, join me today in our Millennial Talk program as we are joined by Baringo County Mentors Chairperson over the phone to discuss the true meaning of success, how to overcome evil in the society by doing good, and above all, letting God in every situation. I am your host, Simiyu Nalenya, and this is your end week evening show in your favorite podcast, Sim Radio. When somebody mentioned about Mary Muthoni, who is this Mary Muthoni?
My name is Mary Muthoni Wambui. I work as a business advisor with an NGO. That is my profession. I'm also the chairperson of Baringo County Mentors. I come from Baringo County, and I'm the firstborn in a family of three girls. For me, success is impacting a life positively, even in my profession, like creating impact. For me, that is success. As well as when you have your goals and you achieve them, when you have your dreams, you achieve them. You know, we are created differently. We have different gifts and talents that God has given each and every one of us. And when you explore those talents and capabilities and you're able to impact somebody's life, you're able to impact someone's business, you're able to impact your place of work, then for me, that is the greatest success. For me, success is not wealth. For me, success is not positions. But for me, success is the impact that you create.
Maybe just to inquire, and you can clarify to us, when maybe you are starting your campus education, have you ever thought of maybe running an NGO or a CBO, something like a charity or a something that can it's dealing with helping people? Was it in your mind, or is it something that just came on your way?
Well, so when I was starting my campus life, it was not much clear that I need to do something for the community. I was struggling by then. That is the whole of first year and second year. But getting to that year, God like showed me in his own ways that that there are people who need help, and I can play a role, especially in like lobbying, advocacy, and reaching out to people who can be able to help. And I was getting this through meditation of what I've gone through in life, the challenges I've gone through in life, the people who have helped me, and analyzing like if there was nobody to help me, what would have happened, and then if God was not by my side, what would have happened. So I got inspirations one by one at a time. I was a bit reluctant even when I was starting the organization, because I didn't fully understand what I was getting myself into, but I knew deep down in me that I need to create a platform that people can be able to help people out there, and also to push for the needy, like to be a voice for those people who I need to be concerned for, the less privileged in the society.
Now we come and we narrow down into the Baringo County Mentors. You can give us a brief history about how did you come up with Baringo County, some of the achievement you have been able to make, and some of the miles you have moved as Baringo County Mentors.
Amazing. So Baringo County Mentors started as an idea in 2018 in December in Elder Maravin, whereby I thought of bringing my friends from campus and across the village who were by then at home because of the holidays, so that we could talk to the younger ones who by then were also on holiday. So the turnout was good. I decided like we invite everybody from the locality, and my team came around 20 people. And it was just an idea. We need to talk. And we didn't even have a program. So I developed a program there. We had more than 150 students, high school and primary. I came up with a mechanism of grouping them and then assigning different different friends who are in campus and working to now handle one group, the other one to handle the other group. And by the end of that, it was very successful. So I got the motivation now to formally start the organization Baringo County Mentors. So I formed a WhatsApp group. I called upon my few friends who I knew were willing to take part in now such an initiative of giving back and impacting many more lives positively. So we started the WhatsApp group. We discussed ideas of what we can do, what we cannot do, and how we should run this community-based organization. But then from the start, it was so clear that we needed to register the organization and to have a proper leadership. So by then, we had interim officials who now could run the organization. I was still the chairperson and the founder because I'm the one with the idea. So in March 2019, that is last year, we had our first main event whereby we went to schools to talk to primary school and high school students. We also took their sanitary towels, body oils and soaps, which was very successful. Again, in May, we went to schools again to take the materials and to do a mentorship program there. So in education sector, I can say we were able to impact like 3,000, over 3,000 students, both in high school and primary. And we were able to see results from our work. In fact, most of the results from last year are attributed to our mentorship programs. Like one school in Elder Maravin called Benonin, in 2018, they took 5 students to regular education in high institutions of learning, that is direct to university through JAB. But then last year, 2019, they are taking 18 after we did a very elaborate mentorship, a very intensive mentorship, and I was present. We also took part in planting trees. We collaborated with Kenya Forest Service to plant a lot of trees in all the schools we went. And towards the end of the year, we did another major humanitarian event that costed over 150,000 Kenyan shillings. We supported Baringo South community called Sabor, whereby it has been in the media for quite some time, especially last year. Kids had malnutrition, the elderly had nobody to take care of them. It's a very dry area, there's no farming, so that is the main thing that we were able to achieve. And now to this year, we had a lot of plans, but unfortunately, because of Corona, we had to adjust most of them because of now the current situation. But then we have the current drive and the Baringo Mentors that we are lobbying for support for at least 150 families to be able to get food. Actually, people have been greatly hit by COVID right now. No jobs, especially for Kibaruas, people who go who are hand to mouth, who go wash clothes for people, who work in flower farms. Most of them are on pay cut or unpaid leave, or some of them are fired from work because of the current situation. So we are targeting to impact at least 150 families across 3 locations in Elder Maravin. And also we are partnering with Bata Kenya to try and also help the health workers in Elder Maravin to provide them with PPEs, especially the footwear. So that is the brief journey of Baringo Mentors and where we stand right now.
Actually, it is a very commendable work that you are doing. Maybe to ask some of the ways, because you have mentioned that it is a community-based organization, where I understand it is a non-profit making organization. So what are the ways that you use to generate fund, or some of the strategy, especially in the finance part? Because you have said one time you spent around 150,000. So what are the ways that you use to raise this fund? And maybe after you have explained us to us, do you still need more partners, or you are contented with those people that you have?
Yeah, so amazing. Yeah, financing is a bit challenging, but I can say that we are equal to the task. One thing is that we give as Baringo mentors. We are volunteers. We believe in giving back and we believe in taking part. Actually, we are always in the lead. So first of all, amongst ourselves, we give, we donate the materials that are needed. But of course, when the project is big, we cannot be able to make it on our own. So we approach various institutions. Like right now, we approach businesses, churches, and hospitals across Elder Maravin to come on board and support our initiative. And so far, we have like 4 partners who are now on board to support us in their small way and others big ways. We are still approaching more to make sure we achieve our target. And also last year, we partnered with some banks, especially for the humanitarian activity. So far, I can't say that we are sufficient. We are not. We still need more partners on board to do this together, to hold hands together, because this is a community thing and we need everyone on board. We have like a basket of now having all of us in that basket and make sure the basket is full. Again, when we look at Baringo mentors and when we look at some challenges in Baringo, they need long-term solutions. So we still need partners who can come on board to support us in terms of long-term solutions.
Actually, what you're doing is just marvelous, because I'm just looking how you have been working. Actually, when I have heard you, most of the people that you're doing the mentorship actually are students, and you are able to do all this work. Yes. I can say we need more people like you in the society so that you can transform this nation.
Thank you.
Yes, maybe anything that you may want to add concerning the Baringo County mentors, because I understand very soon you'll be distributing food and some PPE to Baringo County population. So what are some of the things that you have put in place and some strategy concerning this coming mega event?
Wow. So we started last week, and majorly we were reaching out to individuals and institutions. So it was last week and the whole of this week that is now mobilizing people and making sure people know, like reaching out to people to let them know that we have an initiative, number one, to ask for their contributions and pledges. So next week, we are receiving pledges and also contributions of those who have not given, and now the partners who have not been able to do anything and are promising next week, and also trying to see if we'll be able to get more partners. But next week on Saturday is the event, so we'll distribute on that day, 23rd. And then on 22nd, we are planning for a small flagging off meeting with our partners to flag off the items and just to appreciate their support. And then for next week, majorly is now the final touches of the initiative, and now the actual implementation, the buying of the items, packaging, and now distribution. Yeah, we still have other areas in Baringo that have not been reached. So as much as we are doing in Elder Maravin, we still need more support to be able to reach the other places.
If somebody want to channel the donation now, because I understand you're still receiving the donation up to next week. So what is the till number and maybe the account number?
So we have a till number that is buy goods. It's 545656. I can repeat. Till number is 545656. Our account number is Equity Bank 131017944728. Again, our Equity Bank account number is 131017944728. We also have an M-Pesa number, which is 0793547064. 0793547064. Those are financial details.
What can you tell the youth outside there? Because, you know, many people, they term, if they want to be successful, maybe they have a lot of money or they have that top-ranking job in the society. But according to the discussion, it is clear that what you give back to the society is what will term you as a success person. So what is something that you can tell the youth before we go offline?
For me, what I would tell my fellow youths out there, number one is to believe in God. Number two is to work hard and is to be patient. We are in a generation whereby we want instant things, like you want to be rich tomorrow, you want to earn a lot of money tomorrow. The main thing that I want to emphasize is that you must agree to have that humble beginning. You need to be patient. You need to give your best. In our generation, we want instant, like you want to go to an organization and have a salary, starting salary of 50,000. It can be possible, yeah, but in our current setup, most of the organizations, you'll go start as an intern, you'll go start at a very small position. So, and my journey has been all about hard work and trusting in God, and again, impact, you know, in organizations, not only in Baringo Mentors, but even my employer and the people that I work with. It's all about impact. What is your impact in their business? What is your impact to the community? So success is not so much money. There are people who have so much money, but it doesn't help them in any way. There are people who have so many houses, they have a lot of wealth, but it doesn't help them in any way. But the moment you create impact, especially in the community, the moment you help somebody, you've created impact, and it will term you as a successful person because of touching a life. That is what is most important, according to me. You also need to be wise. You need to apply wisdom. Every workplace has its own challenges, but you need to apply wisdom in all you do. Also give people that assurance that indeed you're equal to the task. You know, when you start doubting yourself, nobody will believe in you. So we have an aspect of believing in yourself, having the right attitude. When you get challenges, take those challenges as stepping stones to your success. And something that affects most of us is listening to the wrong voices. Now, this comes down to what do you believe you are? Who are you? If the Bible says, as a man thinks, so is he. And that is God's word. For me, I strongly believe in listening to what God says I am. If God tells me today I am blessed, if God tells me today that he has good plans for my life, plans to give me a future and a hope, when God tells me like I'll be blessed in the land and in the nation, that is what I choose to believe. I don't believe when people say I'm too small for tasks. No. If God has given you something, he'll give you the grace to do it. But God also tests us. We need to be faithful in what we do. We are stewards of what God has given us. And I can say to this far, God has been grateful. God has been gracious to me. God has been compassionate.
Actually, that is very encouraging. And I hope somebody somewhere has listened to that and they are going to make a turnaround and start working. It is never too late to start on something.
Yes.
So thank you very much for joining us today. And it is my prayer that God is going to open doors for you and a success in whatever that you're going to do.
Amen, amen, amen.
So thank you very much. You have a blessed time. Maybe we'll call you next time you join us in another show.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sawa, sawa. That's how you change the world. Join us every Friday, the same place, same time, as we discuss more success in the millennial generation. I was your host, Simiyu Nelenya, and this is Sim Radio. Remember to share this podcast with your friend to help me grow. And remember also to send your feedback. It's of good help. Have a blessed weekend. God bless. All my life I had big dreams.